Okay, everybody, we are back, and like I said before the break, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we're coming to you live right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Let's see, before the break, well, let me go ahead and reintroduce everybody. I mean, we just started.
So yeah.
If you've forgotten who we are already.
Shame.
Great show.
Or maybe you're just joining us.
Yeah. We're so racially diverse.
Yeah. Okay, so across the table from me, we have Jewish Hannah.
Yes.
We have Super White Steph.
Yeah.
We've got Jamaican Ty, and we've got me, Asian Mark.
Yes.
Racially diverse crew here in the studio this evening.
This evening.
Mm-hmm. So right before the break, I said that we were going to talk about some random stuff.
Wow.
And Hannah chimed up and says, well, the whole show is random.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Well, here's something that's random that's...
am I wrong?
Pretty exciting.
Grapefruits.
No, not grapefruits, Ty. What it is the Powerball. Nobody won Wednesday night. So now tomorrow night's drawing is going to be worth an estimated $510 million.
Billion.
And counting.
And counting. Yeah, I mean, from here until there, depending on ticket sales, then that number goes up.
Right.
Mm. I wish, you know what I wish this was? I wish the Powerball was just for Florida, but it's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all over.
Yeah. So, I mean, our odds are a lot less than...
In fact, your paper has the actual odds at the very bottom.
Skimmer.
I don't know what I did with it.
It's bad.
It's like one in...
230 million or something like that.
232 million
right.
Or something.
So, if you win, let's say, $510 million, you're going to end up with roughly half. Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Half of that...
Okay.
Is doable.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it.
Well, when it was Wednesday night, when it was 430 million.
Yeah, that would have done it too.
It was going to be, I forget, 200 million, you know, with the total one-time payout.
Right.
Oh, but then you'll be frightened by the tax bill.
Not when I have that much money. I won't be frightened of anything.
Of $7 million. I was like, chump change.
I'll whip that out of my wallet.
Right.
Slap you in the face with it.
$7 million? That's it? I thought it'd be way higher than that. I would pay $7 million.
I just got
taxes.
Goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine that kind of money.
Yeah. Well, no. Buy a ticket.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to.
Okay.
You better.
Well, you better.
I will.
We should all. And we need to, I guess we need to have a one big family pinky promise.
Yes.
if one of us buys a ticket, we will not abandon the rest of us.
Right.
Yes. Definitely.
Dad'll buy a ticket. And Sunday morning, we'll wake up and he'll be gone.
Mm-hmm. Goon.
Never to be seen or heard from again.
Never see me again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so everybody's been talking about the eclipse that's going to be happening, the total eclipse of the sun that's going to be happening Monday. And I'm guessing this whole thing's going to go down sometime between like 1 and 4 o'clock Monday afternoon.
For us, yes.
For us, right. And Stephanie, about a month ago, when all the hype started, you ordered some protective glasses.
Yes, I ordered our solar eclipse glasses. I was not going to wait until the last minute.
And, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Which is a very good thing. But however...
Yes.
Ha. I'm practicing. That's a little bit of my Elvis that I'm going to do for you later.
Mm-hmm.
However, the glasses that you bought were recalled.
Well, they weren't recalled.
Right.
Amazon sent me an email.
These are bogus.
You may go blind.
Right. They were unable to obtain the certificate of authenticity that they required.
Well, they look pretty authentic to me.
The manufacturer, so Jesus. They were issuing me a refund. There was no need to return the glasses.
So I think what's interesting is what we did to test them the other night, we put a pair on Ty and told him to go outside and stare at the sun.
Well, no.
I haven't been able to see right since.
I did it first. But, and then, now
God,
see,
that's risky. Like, geez, those are your eyes. You look, can't do much without them.
But here's my thing about going out to test them. Right. I wasn't worried I was going to, you know, fry a cornea or whatever.
Everybody's looked at the sun before.
Well, right. Yeah, but now you have these magnifiers.
No, they're not magnifiers.
You put them on. If you put them on in the house.
Let her put them on.
These things are darker than welding goggles.
You can't see anything out of those things. That's.
Put those on and turn around and look at that lamp and see if you can see it.
You might be able to see.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah,
a whole lot of nothing.
So that was my thought.
This what it's like being blind?
I'll go out and test them.
That's scary because you can kind of make out like shadows and shit, but that's scary.
Anyway, so my theory was I would go and test and see what happened if we put them on and went outside.
Brave.
Well, the next morning on Bay News 9, they had a NASA expert on TV that said the way to verify if your glasses are safe to use, put them on in the house. If there is absolutely no light coming through at all,
then they're
probably fine.
The
only light you see is a direct light source like the sun, then those are blocking enough of the rays.
Didn't he also call that phenomena the Wonder Charles effect?
Yeah, Charles Wonder. No, Stevie Wonder effect.
Ray Charles,
Stevie Wonder effect.
It's the Charles Wonder effect.
Jeez Louise.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I get and I understand that, you know, and there's all these stories on the internet about, you know, eye safety
Charles
Charles
Wonder Feliciano effect.
The fact that you're on the radio is amazing.
It's frightening.
You need to pack it in.
Oh, boy.
Hey, if you did have to lose one of your senses, I mean, going blind would be the worst.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'll go nose blind. I don't care.
Yeah, Ty's already nose blind. Yeah.
Right.
Ty's been nose blind his whole life.
Yeah, seems fine.
Mm-hmm. He seems fine? Look at you. That was love.
It seems fine.
Oh.
No.
I got you.
I mean, if you lost your hearing, you know, you could adapt to that.
Yeah, I'm still a little freaked out,
though. You can still see what's going on around you, but not being able to see anything.
Yeah, that would be
rough. I'd just be scared to death all the time.
Me too.
I see every day or so, I see this blind woman walking down the sidewalk.
Oh, God.
On Walsingham.
On Walsingham?
I wouldn't walk down the sidewalk on Walsingham with my eyes.
You know, she rolls on up to the corner, stops where she's supposed to.
She's got one of those sticks.
She feels around a little bit for the button for the crosswalk.
No.
You know, I'd be like, no. I'd have to have somebody, put me in a wheelchair.
Yeah, just.
You're just going to have to push me everywhere.
Scoot me. Yeah, I can't do it.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I mean, I tried it. I've tried. I mean, next time you're in the house alone, just close your eyes.
Yeah, make sure you're alone, though.
Yeah, because
jump out.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, see if you can make it through the house without running into stuff.
Well, I did that once with Mom when I was very little, and we were walking up to Busch Gardens to the entrance. I decided I was going to try it blind, but I didn't inform Mom of this, and she walked me right into a trash can. So it's cool, you know.
I guess
that was my fault.
Very similar experience. This girl that I was dating in high school, she wanted to. We got into a very similar conversation about what it would be to be blind, and we're having this conversation as we're driving to the mall. So we park and we're going to go in the mall, and I said, "Okay, well, I tell you what. Why don't you just close your eyes and try to walk into the mall, and I'll guide you. I won't let you run into anything."
Did you just run off?
Wah, wah, wah. I let her walk right into a parked car. Her knee swelled up, and that was pretty much the end.
End of the date.
Well, no, we still went out, but things were never the same.
Yeah, yeah, there goes all of the trust.
There were trust issues.
That was a literal trust exercise, and you failed.
Yes.
Miserably.
Well, you can't be trusted.
No.
Yeah. No.
And the fact that she wasn't smart enough to know that.
That's on her.
Yeah, well, that's no business.
That was kind of like my argument. Like, who do you think you're dealing with?
Yeah, right.
Me?
Do you know me at all?
At all?
See, I tried to turn it back on her.
Right.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. You don't know what I got.
If you did know me, you never would have trusted me.
Yeah. Get back. Yeah. You don't know me like that.
That's why we've been married almost 30 years.
Because you're very skeptical.
Right. Very skeptical.
Yeah. I'll close my eyes as soon as you do.
Right. Yeah.
It's a good thing you fall asleep around 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So getting back to the whole eclipse thing, I read that a lot of schools are not going to let the kids out to view the eclipse.
Well, I heard some of the local schools were telling parents that if they wanted to keep their children home, they could.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whatever happened to the days where you take a shoebox and poke a hole in it and that kind of thing? I mean, where's your sense of adventure? Are we really seriously mollycoddling these children to the point where they can't even experience a scientific rarity?
Well, I don't understand.
Aliens?
Why aren't they using it as a teaching moment?
Right.
I don't want them to learn anything.
I mean, I remember...
It's daycare.
Whenever 1979, the last time the partial one was, we all made our little boxes and... We were all out in the front yard of the school.
Exactly.
And,
I remember that.
I mean, what do you mean you're not going to?
So I saw an article in
the
paper.
What kind of education is that?
That said that you don't even have to build the box. If you stand under a tree, the leaves act as like the filtering system. So today I'm on Facebook before the show.
Okay.
And our friend P.W. Fenton from the Spike on the Mic show, that you can catch right here on Radio St. Pete every Monday evening from 7 to 8, he showed a picture of what it looks like on the ground. It looks like, so he showed like a section of blacktop, and then it had all these white arcs on it, you know.
Right.
It looked like toenail clippings.
Where the I guess the, yeah, it did look like a bunch.
Yeah, I scrolled past, I was like, what is this?
That looks gross.
I just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
nothing good here.
But so that's one way to experience it. Yeah. If like you stand under a tree and just look at the ground, because the leaves somehow act as a natural filter.
Right. Well, and you look down.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't.
True.
Domino's Pizza has a YouTube video of how to turn a pizza box into a viewer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so there's all kinds of things you can do if you don't have glasses.
Yeah, but doesn't the adventurous side and you have to sneak a peek, right?
No, it'll steal your soul.
Well, and they're also, it's going to be...
Like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark or something. Your face will melt
just
off.
Right. It's also going to be live streamed on the internet.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
there are various places that you can see.
Yeah, I mean, if you miss it. And I mean, you'll be able to see them.
Yeah,
because
I'm going to be at work.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be at work too.
Yeah, but you're going to be at work. They won't let you outside for a minute.
Oh, no.
I mean, the whole thing is like, would you be lucky if the thing lasts 4 minutes? Two minutes.
Well, the totality part. And here in Florida, it's only going to be 80% covered.
All right.
So it's the whole thing takes.
Forever.
It takes over 2 hours.
Yeah, but the part that we're going to be able to see is
going
to be
is going to last 2 hours. I tried to explain to this to you last night.
Was I drinking?
Yes.
When aren't you?
For 2 hours.
What?
If you go
outside. No, wait a
minute.
You tried to explain it to me for 2 hours?
Yes. And, and here we are.
Here we are yet again.
Yet
trying
again.
Trying to explain.
Right.
Yet again.
Any time between like 1:15 and 4:15 or something tomorrow afternoon or Monday afternoon, if you go outside and look up, you will see the sun partially eclipsed by the moon
doing
at
some
weird
stage.
Stuff.
Yeah, no, but what I'm talking about is the part where it's totally eclipsed.
Well, we're not
gonna,
We're not going to see
you
that.
You can see it from North
Carolina.
Oh, well.
That's it. Here at the height,
all right.
It's going to be 80% covered.
Well, I'm just going to go outside with a group of people, and when they all go back in, I'm going in. I guess it's over.
Oh, right.
I've seen it.
They're going to have to guide me in because I'm staring right at it the whole time.
Unbelievable. You know, you should work at a school.
No, Joe, no. No.
I had a hard enough time getting out of school.
Then they wouldn't go outside at all.
Yeah. I don't want to go back in. Hey, one of the things we do before every show is we try to have a pre-show dinner, and we went to a new place this evening, and the place is called The Spot.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell us about it, Steph.
The Spot. Pho.
Pho.
Vietnamese food.
Fuck you.
The Spot is located in Largo Mall.
Okay.
10500 Almerton Road, Suite 288 in Largo. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting place. They have a variety of pho.
Pho,
as well as...
Which is like a glorified ramen.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
As well as...
It's all the rage with the hipsters.
Yeah.
Other...
And grape around.
Other Vietnamese food, as well as sushi.
Okay. So is that not a normal mix? Do the Vietnamese not do sushi? Is that typically just Japanese?
Yeah.
Now, if you told me that you could get the sushi, you could get the pho, and then over in the other corner you could get pizza, then I'd never go. Because I think now you're asking for too much.
Right. Now you've got too much.
You've destroyed all of the... You know, whatever it's supposed to be, right?
Right.
Culture.
Yeah.
They have, you know, pad thai. They have lo mein noodles.
Well, I had the rest of Hannah's chicken lo mein, and it was very good.
Yes.
I loved it.
I had a sushi burrito.
Ugh. Now, see, you mentioned the sushi burrito on last week's show, and I'm still trying to figure out a way where that seems a little bit appetizing.
It's just a big roll of sushi. That's
exactly. It's. I think the burrito part is throwing you off.
Okay, because I'm thinking like...
with refried beans or something.
No.
With raw fish in it.
No. Mm.
It's just a sushi roll.
It's a sushi roll.
Yeah, they just didn't cut it.
Oh.
Right.
It didn't cut it?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's not fresh?
No.
It's not.
It's whole. It's
flat. You are hard to be
around. It is a loaf.
They didn't cut it.
Right.
Yes.
It cut it. They didn't cut it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Jesus.
So anyway, this place is called The Spot.
The Spot over at Largo Mall.
Largo Mall.
You can call ahead if you want to place your order and pick it up like we did. Their phone number is 727-303-3233. They are open every day of the week. They open at 11 a.m. Sunday through Thursday, they close at 9. Friday and Saturday, they stay open until 10.
All right. That's the Spot, everybody.
The Spot at Largo Mall. Check it out. It's delicious. Good.
Go get your pho and your chicken lo mein.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Sportsman.
Sports.
All right, so here we are. We're a week away. A week and one day away from the super fight.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Mayweather-McGregor fight. Anybody want to make any last-minute wagers?
We already did.
All right. Well,
I don't remember mine.
I'm still going with the McGregor.
Me too.
Okay.
Sure. Yes.
All right.
I don't know.
You know what's so funny is I've been listening to all the commentary about the fight, and everybody, it's like the tide has changed. Everybody was like on board with McGregor. You had a few people that are like, are you kidding me? Do you realize that Mayweather is a professional boxer? Da 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 da. He's going to kill him, and you know that kind of thing. You know, McGregor doesn't have a chance. Now, all of a sudden, getting closer to the fight, now McGregor. I guess people have seen videos of him sparring, and it's like, he's going to get his ass beat. I don't know what to think now. Now I'm nervous about it.
Jeez.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Nervous.
And Ty thinks every sport would be better with a bat, so.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this one.
Well, I'm still going for the white guy, so.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
My God.
Hey, you know, there's been a lot of...
Offended. We need to ruin this show.
There's been a lot of racial issues in the Kill air it. This week.
Yeah. You know,
with what happened in
Charlottesville.
Racial
issues in here.
Yeah.
Well, we're racially diverse here, so we're okay. We can talk about it.
Challenged.
Okay.
Oh, here, I'm supposed to play this real quick.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the snot. I have to laugh because they only beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 12-8.
Ooh.
That's hardly beating the snot out of anybody.
No.
But you know, I'm gearing up for football season, you know.
Well, and considering we saw all 12 of those points scored for the Buccaneers before
right.
we went to bed at
8:30. Right. Game started at 7:30. Right.
I think it started at 8.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, it was almost 9. We stayed up late last night. Mm-hmm.
Did they all go home early, or what happened with that?
Well, it's a preseason game.
You play the whole four quarters, but all the scoring was done by the Bucs early on.
Early on,
so
and then...
for the rest of the game, they did nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
But they also took the starters out.
Right.
So... anyway, we won, at least. That's good.
So, Ty, do you realize that our kicker, Roberto Aguayo, was released earlier this week because although he was a superstar in college kicking field goals, I don't think he ever missed one. He really couldn't make anything in the pros. So
even an extra point.
Yeah, well, this was his second year on the Bucs, and they thought that he was having a pretty decent preseason or
off-season.
Training camp.
Yeah.
And I guess after last week's game where he missed, two kicks, whatever it was.
Extra point
and a
field goal.
They decided to let him go. And one of the interesting things about them letting him go, as I told you, the Bucs are being featured on HBO's Hard Knocks.
Yes.
They had the cameras rolling in Coach Cutter's office when they fired this kid.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That is brutal.
And they showed it on HBO.
Yeah. I thought that was a little
immortalized forever.
Yeah. Hey, but don't feel too bad for him. I mean, he was immediately picked up by the Bears.
The Bears.
And watch. He'll go to the Bears.
And be a superstar.
And he'll never miss a kick.
You know, you never know. It might be a situation where this guy is a fantastic kicker. We know he's got the talent. I mean, when he was in college, he was lights out.
Right.
Now, it might be a situation where he was so uncomfortable with somebody on the team, like the coach.
Oh.
You know, maybe it was just always on edge around the coach. You know, maybe he couldn't get into his groove.
Something.
You never know. He might go to the Bears, and like you just said, he might be lights out.
Yeah.
Again.
Again. He may take the Bears to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The Bears.
Hey, up next for our Bucks. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, boy.
We're going to be playing them next Saturday, the 26th, here at Ray J.
I love Cleveland.
And that game will be at 7:30.
He's a cool guy. I like his show.
Let's see. Go Bucks. Let's see what else. Our Tampa Bay Rays.
Go Bucks.
What can I say about the Rays? They're
go
losing
Bucks.
Games and morale all at the same time.
Yeah. Do you have a toilet flush sound effect?
I wish I did. Man, they have lost 10 of their last 13 games and 19 of the last 28 games.
Yeah. They're. I'm hoping it's still just a slump.
Well, at this point, if they don't right the ship here soon, they're going to miss out on the whole wild card thing.
Right.
So they're
just barely skating along now.
Yes. they're hanging by a thread for the...
Yeah, so presidentially.
Yes, yes.
Playing presidentially?
Yeah.
Mm. Let's see, what else do I have here?
Big orange asshole.
God.
Don't forget about the Little League World Series.
Oh, right.
That started yesterday.
I love the Little League
World. And I believe
World
it goes
Series.
Through the 27th. I love the Little League World Series, and I look forward to watching some of those games this weekend.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. What a great thing for those kids to be on a national stage like that. Not only do you get to miss like the first 2 weeks of school, But now you're on national TV playing baseball. You know, how much fun would that be?
Yeah.
I love that.
They only get to miss the first 2 weeks of school if they go to school in Florida.
What?
A lot of schools haven't gone back yet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know, this is how they went back on the 10th. This is how they end their summer.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Rowdies are in town tomorrow night to play the Islanders.
Okay.
The Islanders are a NHL hockey team from New York. It's going to be very interesting to see how the skates work on the pitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at you.
It's going to be very choppy. Fixing divots.
Tomorrow night's game against the Islanders is at 7:30 over at Al Lang Field, downtown St. Petersburg. Get over there and see those boys skate on the pitch.
Stop.
Cool and the gang.
Cool in the gang.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some things we will never live down.
No, we won't. Should we take a little break or what?
Yeah, we can.
All right, why don't we take a quick break and then we come back. I have a story here about gene editing.
Okay.
I think it's very interesting.
Like the bedazzler?
Yes.
Kind of is like that.
Stitch witchery.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about gene editing. And we're also going to remind you to please give us a call at 727-498-0502 and try to win the Happy Hour 100.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Everybody, we are back, and that was Elvis Costello with I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. Now, why did I play Elvis Costello, and why was the song before that Calling Elvis by Dire Straits? I'll tell you why.
All right, please do.
Well, because earlier this week, I believe it was Wednesday, was the 40th anniversary of the King's death. Elvis Presley died 40 years ago. Wednesday, August 16th.
On the crapper.
On the crapper. Ty, that's not funny.
It's true. It's true.
He never said
it was funny.
Eating a peanut butter and jelly hamburger sandwich.
With banana on it.
Banana and mayonnaise sandwich.
Really? What?
I don't know.
Something.
Something like that.
I didn't know all that.
Like a bologna peanut butter and jelly banana sandwich.
Anna Claire, how old was Elvis when he died?
To
not very.
30?
How do you know?
like 40 something.
42.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 42 it.
42 years old. I went to...
I know something in his butthole erupted.
No, he had... I was listening to it today.
It's like a little poo sack or something.
Well, no, what it was pops. Because of all of the medication he was taking. You ever take a bunch of like medication and it constipates you?
No.
Well, that happens. That's a thing.
Yep, they have commercials for it on TV. Right. Opioid-induced constipation.
Right, well, he had that.
They have a pill for that now, too.
Well, he had that, and that's basically what killed him.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, he was pushing too hard?
Pushing too hard. Yeah. Pushing too hard. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So anyway, Elvis died August 16th, 1977. Now, the very next day after he died... was Grammy's birthday, my mom's birthday.
Yes.
August 17th. She passed away a couple years ago. As a matter of fact, on the 17th, she would have been 71 years old.
Yes.
The day that on the 17th, I had a paper route.
Mm-hmm.
So we woke up, and when she was going to help me do the paper route that morning. It was like a Saturday morning. And she looked at the papers, and she was like, oh, my God, Elvis died.
Wow.
So we were delivering the papers, and the whole time she was reading the article about
while she's driving.
No, it was a walking paper route, so she was walking with me. But it was her birthday.
Yeah,
so she was extra pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she trusted you to let you navigate while she was reading the paper and walking?
Yeah.
Right. That blind navigation. Not safe.
Huh. I never messed with Mom.
I was going to say, funny, she didn't walk into a parked car.
Well, okay, so...
she'd get you back.
So,
Yeah.
To commemorate the passing of Elvis, I played, Calling Elvis by Dire Straits, and I just played Elvis Costello, Can't Stand Up for Falling Down, because, quite frankly, I've never been a huge Elvis fan.
I like the Elvis Christmas CD.
Yeah,
the Christmas one is good.
I mean, he's considered the king of rock and roll, but I don't know. I'm just not seeing it. Stephanie, what was it that you told me of all of the songs that he had number one hits for? He didn't write a single one of them.
He recorded over 600 songs.
Right.
That he did not write any of.
Nice.
And he never played any guitar on any of them.
That's not true, Ty. As a matter of fact, he purchased his first guitar when he was 11 years old.
Doesn't mean he played it.
Never played it. I have a video I need to show you.
He stole his dance moves from poor little Forrest Gump?
Yes.
That's right. Bastard! What do you suppose he nicknamed his junk?
Oh, God.
What?
He had a nickname for it, don't you?
Yeah, but...
Little Elvie?
Little Elvis.
Oh, really? Oh, God!
I got the Crushinator.
Ew!
How tall do you think Elvis was?
5'3".
Nope, six feet tall.
Jesus.
Is that with his hair?
11 shoes.
Is that with Little Elvis or without?
Mom gave me this one. It says, Elvis's 1960 hit, It's Now or Never, so inspired a prisoner who heard it in jail that he vowed to pursue a career in music upon his release. The artist, Barry White.
Woo!
Barry White was then serving a 4-month sentence for stealing tires.
Oh, come on, Barry. Inspired.
Barry,
what you doing?
One of the things I found interesting about Elvis, he had such a great music career, but he was in so many movies.
Yeah.
How many movies do you think he was in?
At least 30.
33.
Hey, 33. Look at you.
From 1956 to 1972, he starred in 33 movies.
Pretty good for someone who can't act.
Yeah. We watched quite a few of those. TCM did Elvis Day on Wednesday. And
terrible.
It wasn't great.
Dramatic.
Terrible.
Terrible.
So anyway, I wanted to talk about this gene editing.
Yes.
Now with all of the newfangled scientific technology, they're able to now edit genes. And what they're doing it to do so far is to say, let's you have an embryo and you're able to detect early on, even in the embryo stage, that there is a genetic mutation, like with the heart.
I thought we were talking about blue jeans.
No.
Honey. Yeah, that's why I was like, what?
No, we're not.
Gene editing?
No, we're not.
What?
You are special.
Jesus. I'm just going to zone out here.
I don't know why they look at me so funny when I go in the bank.
I don't know why everyone judges me so hard.
My hair's not even blonde anymore.
So one of the things broke, you stuffed your check in sideways.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
no, it
probably had a paper clip on it. She gummed up the whole works.
Oh God! Anyway. It was sparking and smoking. Uh-huh. No,
the era of human gene editing has begun. Let's see, researchers in a major biological breakthrough have successfully modified the DNA of human embryos to replace defective genes that cause a hereditary heart condition.
Nice.
So right now they've got this thing narrowed down to just be able to fix like a heart condition. Now I wonder if that could have helped Ty when Ty was a baby. Because I mean, a lot of you don't know Ty was born with a congenital heart defect.
And a tail. Mm-hmm. We had that fixed too. I don't think so. And the only reason I say that is because we didn't find out about Ty's problem until 2 months before his due date.
Right. Well, he was... And I thought that that was amazing that they could tell while he was still in utero.
Right. Mm-hmm. And back then, his condition wasn't right for it. But back then, they actually started doing the surgery on the fetus while they were still in utero.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that.
Yeah,
that's pretty brutal.
Yeah,
that's scary.
That's not even cool for mom at all.
That's surgery inside of surgery.
Right.
If I was you, Steph, I'd be like, hey, man, he's the one with the problem.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, you know, it's not, why do I need to be tortured? This doesn't go. Evict him.
Right.
It says here the scientists used this CRISPR method. It's a CRISPR method.
Like the fridge.
And it's a gene editing system that essentially cuts the faulty DNA portion out and replaces it with a healthy version of the gene.
Aliens.
Very interesting. Now, this whole thing has sparked some negativity.
Oh, a lot.
Religious dildos, I'm
right.
sure.
That's exactly it. Because now all of a sudden they're afraid of how far these doctors are going to be able to go. They're afraid that all of a sudden we're going to start creating super babies.
Well, designer babies.
No.
Designer babies, right.
What's wrong with that?
You know, I want my baby to have blonde, curly hair.
I want to be tall. I want to be smart.
And, you know, blue eyes. Yeah. And they're concerned that, you know, all doctors are evil and will take it the extra step.
Right. Well, the good thing for those people is that we're not even close to that. I mean, we just barely have a handle on this CRISPR thing.
Right.
I mean, they said that to the genes that it's not just a gene that controls like height and smarts. It's like thousands of genes together that would have to be manipulated to make that kind of a change or enhancement.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That doesn't mean we shouldn't work towards that.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I think that's fantastic.
I think the religious people are against it because if we had smarter people, we wouldn't need religion.
Ooh. Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Put that in your face.
Yeah. Well, I've also seen where they've started there with the stem cell research.
Right.
They're actually able to create heart cells in like a petri dish. So like in Ty's case, they're working on a way to actually extract, you know, take a blood sample from Ty and actually grow a new pulmonary valve.
Well, what do they call that? They call that it's not cloning. But it's what were they all up in arms about a few years ago?
Stem cell research.
Yeah.
But they've made progress with that. And to me, it's fabulous because if it's grown from your own DNA,
sure,
your chance of rejection is going to be, you know,
very slim.
You know, you still have the risks of surgery and infection, that kind of thing. But versus using, say, a pig valve,
right,
or a corpse valve.
And no waiting list.
And, well, as long as it takes to grow it.
How long does it take?
I don't know. They haven't gotten that far. They're not there yet. Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't they do something? Oh, that was a cloning. I was talking about that the sheep.
Right.
That was cloning. I think that's very interesting, too. That's actually kind of creepy.
A little. Yeah, that's a little creepy. I mean,
when you have an exact duplicate.
Right.
Yeah, pops out of your Easy Bake Oven and now...
Yeah.
Here's Dolly.
Yeah. Well, and my question was, and the gene editing would play into this.
Right.
You know, when they were working on this, and I was excited that they were actually doing that, mm-hmm. was like, but obviously there's something wrong with the DNA. Would the new one that grew have the same defect?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
So now that if they can edit that using his, then they would be able to grow one that isn't.
I swear I heard somebody just recently say that they had some stem cells put in their knee. Like instead of like a knee replacement, they put some kind of...
Stem cells. Yes. So that, and it.
Were
and
those it, their own stem cells or were they from somebody else?
I don't know. It's very fascinating.
It is.
Very fascinating. Hmm. And, you know, if there's any researchers out there that are involved in this,
right.
Let's see if we can grow Ty a pulmonary valve.
Right.
And two extra arms.
Yeah. So he can play that double bass.
Yes.
Or we could just spin you around like a top.
Yeah.
You slap everybody in the room at once.
Jesus.
Hey, you know what else is interesting?
Hey.
Crotch charms.
Oh,
what?
These,
oh,
did you God. See these,
no.
Anna? Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to talk about this. Seemed like
what?
It'd be right up your alley.
There is something wrong with society.
Anna, I have a picture.
Or the fashion industry
what?
Or something.
Rome is burning.
Yeah.
These are here. That's what it
What
looks
is
like.
That?
You, like if you're wearing a bikini,
yeah.
You hook that to your crotch. The crotch so area of the bikini, and it dangles like between your legs.
So when you get in the water, you could be attacked by the fish.
Yes, right in your hoo-ha.
Why?
It basically looks like you have sparkly tampon strings hanging
yeah,
out
right.
of your bikini.
Well,
yeah.
The one had like Swarovski
jewels
on it.
Uh-huh.
One had swastikas.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not seeing.
Did you read the whole article? It said that they had to be made out of special metal,
rhodium silver plated
yeah,
metal,
because
crotch rock.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking when I was reading the article. But no, they were saying that while you're at the beach, at the metal, because
they'd
of the sun
you.
Would get so hot, it would burn you.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You'd have crotch charm burns on your inner thigh.
Why?
Why?
People are dumb.
People
yeah.
are dumb.
Well, and they cost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they weren't cheap.
They range from $19.50 to $22.50.
Right.
Beach tails are available online.
Right.
Yeah, check it out.
Dumb.
What
dumb.
What you don't need to put in your pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the things people come up with. We go from stem cells and pulmonary valves to
ooh-ah chains. It's a very intelligent show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good information.
Yes. Variety.
It's a thinking man show.
If yeah. you're not tuning into this show to find out what the hell's going on in the world,
you
are
wrong.
Missing out.
You are better off.
Steve Bannon got fired.
Yeah, Bannon sure did. Mm-hmm. He got fired. Yeah, yeah. That was Trump's personal Nazi.
Yes.
He got fired today.
Yes,
and Trump's personal Nazi is the man in the mirror.
Do you suppose Trump called him over and said, look, man, I don't want to do this, but I'm getting a lot of heat. You got to go.
So you just run that over there, and we'll still meet in private.
You're fired, but you call me.
Yeah.
Just call me and tell me what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how to run this thing.
It's so funny because I was watching the stock market was going down today. And then Bannon got fired, and it rebounded a little, came back to just over, you know, into the positive. And then about an hour or so later, it dipped down again.
Tanked again.
It was like, I don't know, that's probably not enough.
Yeah.
Rome
probably
is
dipped again after Trump's last tweet.
Yes, probably.
Anyway, hey, I read this story. Now, this is ridiculous.
Miraculous.
I mean, we have seriously gotten to a place in society where we are mollycoddling kids these days. I mean, to the point where it's ridiculous. Okay, you would think that by the time a kid got to college, that you wouldn't have to be so hand-holding. You know what I'm saying? I read an article about a University of Georgia professor, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He's allowing students to choose their own grades on their papers that they turn in.
I think I got an A.
I think I got
an A. I think everyone's getting an A.
Yeah. The professor, Dr. Richard Watson, writes in his syllabus, if you feel unduly stressed by a grade, email me what you believe the appropriate grade should be, and I will change it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Really?
How much
what
does
a
that
lazy
class
asshole.
How much does that class cost?
I don't even know what it doesn't even say what kind of class it is, but
how many credit points is it?
Right.
Well, why don't you just turn your paper in with a big red A on it every time?
Right.
Just boom.
There you
gotcha.
Go. Job's done.
Know what I think would be even better for teachers, and I think that I would like this if I was a teacher. And instead of just giving like a letter grade, I'd like to just be able to put my opinion on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I get a paper, I read it, and then I write my message on it. And the kid's sitting at his desk and he looks at the top of his page and in big red letters it says, "You're dumb."
Yeah. Dumbass.
You're dumb. That's just my opinion.
I think you need a slower program.
Dad's notes would not be nice.
Did your parents have any kids that lived?
Yeah. Were your parents related?
Did your mom write this paper? Let's be real.
Right.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Do you use your left foot to write?
Just
too bad
no.
Gas pumper still isn't a job.
I mean, what's the point of even turning a paper in if you're going to be able to pick whatever grade you want?
Yeah.
How are you ever going to know if you're you know, making a difference in the world? What if, you know...
No, you'll be like Trump. It's great because I said it is.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I mean, yeah, pick your own grade.
How did we become a society so afraid to hurt somebody's feelings?
I don't know.
It's terrible.
I don't know. It's bad.
If I ever become the president.
Oh, boy. Look out.
We're going straight to the opinion.
Yeah.
Opinion grading system. Yeah. You are dumb.
Dumb. Get out of my class.
Yeah. Let's see what else we have here. Boy, we're running right out of time.
Yes, we are.
We're not going to have time to play Stump the Chump.
No.
Barely have time to go through movies and entertainment. I do want to tell you about this. Now, we have not had a Python report in a while.
Right.
Well, I have a snake story, but it also involves dogs.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and it involves pit bulls. You know, pit bulls get a bad rap.
They do get a bad rap.
They get a really bad rap.
There are
a lot of really good pit bulls out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're not bad at all.
Look, it's just like anything else. If you raise it right, it's gonna turn out to be nice.
Right.
You know, you abuse something, it's going to turn out to be a creep.
Right.
Right? Same thing with animals.
And when you mollycoddle them, your dog becomes really bitchy and pushy and
yeah,
I wouldn't know anything about
spoiled
that.
Rotten.
Yeah, we don't know.
It's a shame.
Gets whatever
so
she wants.
I have this story, and it's these two pit bulls save these two little kids. Mm. They were at the grandmother's house, right? The kids are young, like 3 and 1.
Oof.
And they're running around the yard. And the two pit bulls all of a sudden start acting weird, not aggressive toward the kids, but aggressive towards something on the ground. Well, it turns out that they had stopped, they had gotten hold of a copperhead snake.
Oh, God.
Right. So they basically killed the snake to save the kids.
Oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I thought that was interesting about the story, and you'll like this, the family name of the family, they were the Butts. One dog, one pit bull's name was Paco.
And Paco Butts.
Paco Butts.
Paco Butts.
That makes it even better because this next name is the other pit bull's name is Slayer.
Slayer Butts.
Slayer Butts.
Slayer Butts.
Butt Slayer.
Anyway,
raining butts.
Yeah.
That was fun. Anyway,
well, that's, you know, man's best friend.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know that Sunday is National Bacon Day?
Oh, what?
I feel like every day is National Bacon Day.
Well, for a lot of us, it is. But it's going to be a National Bacon Day on Sunday.
Like, you can't spring that on me on a Friday night. There's planning involved with a National Bacon Day.
How do you find out about all these national holidays? Is there a website?
It was in the paper. I got the article right here.
No, I think you can Google it.
I've tried Googling national holidays.
Oh, no.
Dumb national holidays. And it's like, what? You mean Christmas?
Anybody seen any movies or anything this week?
Watched this really good show on Netflix. It's a new show. It's called Atypical. It's really cute. It's about an autistic boy.
Okay.
Trying to find love for the first time.
Nice.
He's like 18 and he wants to get laid. But he's autistic. It's cute.
Mom and I tried to watch that Ozarks.
I kind of liked that. I watched it.
I mean,
we watched quite a few. Yeah. I don't know.
It didn't grab me like some of the other ones, like Breaking Bad or anything like that. I don't know why they compare it to Breaking Bad, because I don't see any comparison at all.
It's
crimey.
It's pretty much the same thing. Just he's laundering money instead of making meth.
Right.
I don't like that guy in it. He's a plank.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
I think he's all right.
No. Ever since Juno, I don't know.
He's a plank, man.
I don't know how I feel about that guy.
Oh, I like him. I
like him in some things, but he's the same dude in everything.
Yeah, right.
He's a plank.
And ever since Juno, I don't know, he gives me a weird vibe.
And in Ozarks,
yeah. In
Ozarks, it's just not working for me that he's, you know, this criminal badass.
Right. Yeah. He's just not that guy.
Yeah,
he's not that badass.
Just kind of seems like a smug turd.
Hey, one of the things that I'm really trying to avoid is hearing anything about Game of Thrones.
I know.
It's everywhere.
Every time I see a post on Yahoo or Facebook, it's like, nope, don't look at it. You know, scroll ahead. Anytime I hear somebody talking about it, it's like, nope.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And they're trying really hard to get me because they're like, hey, here's this cool fight, and we added lightsabers to it. It's like, are you out of your mind? You have to watch it.
What? HBO accidentally leaked the next episode, and people, you know, that were so excited about it, they're like, oh my God, it's the best one ever. And it's like, oh God.
Shut up. Yeah,
I
don't
want to
hear it. Blah, blah, blah.
They leaked it on purpose.
Let's see some of the movies that are out. That Hitman movie, The Hitman's Bodyguard, I got a C+, not very good. This other movie that is coming out this weekend is the, what's it called? Logan Lucky.
But
I haven't heard of that.
I got a solid B. It's like the hillbilly version of Ocean's 11.
Yeah, it's like the Ricky Bobby.
It's supposed to be pretty funny.
Off.
Okay.
It's supposed to
with
be
Kylo
funny.
Ren in it.
Yeah, I heard several different people say it was very funny. And let's see, what else do we have? Hey, there's a way, if you like going to the movies, there's a way to, you can sign up for I guess it's an app. Where it's MoviePass.
MoviePass.
But you can see unlimited amount of movies for $10 a month.
Hey.
You got to look into that. I didn't read the entire thing.
At the theater, right. AMC is bulking. So at this point, you can still use your MoviePass at AMC theaters.
Right.
But they're trying to get out of it.
Well, what a deal that is. If you could see unlimited movies for $10.
Well, it's like, I mean, especially at the Cobb Theater.
Right.
Like,
oh. Well, they were saying that places, some places like New York City, it's like $15 and up for a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
A ticket.
That's a lot of money. But still, I mean, I thought about it, and it's like, oh, that'd be so great. And maybe when they, if they ever open the movie theater here in Seminole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when they get to it.
But, like, right now, even for $10 a month, we just don't have the time
right.
to go to the movies.
No, we don't.
So I think it would probably financially be a win for the theater.
Right. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to buy popcorn.
Yeah.
At $12 a bucket.
Yeah, they're going to make up the money.
They're going to make their money.
Let me see. We're down to the end here, but yes. I do want to go over these quotes that I get out of the Week magazine every week. As a matter of fact, the Week magazine, they're taking next week off. So
are we.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. We will be up in Richmond, Virginia for my 35th high school reunion.
Yes.
So we won't be doing a show next week.
Right. We will be taking next Friday off.
You guys are going to miss us?
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, this first quote says, if you find an American who feels entirely class secure, stuff him and exhibit him. He's a rare specimen.
Mm, yes.
And that comes from a historian, Paul Fussell.
Fussell.
Fussell. Fussell the muscle. There are no facts, only art. And that came from writer David Shields. Don't ever take any good quotes from a waiter.
No.
Not good.
And then the last one says, I never said actors are cattle. What I said was, all actors should be treated like cattle.
Oh.
And that came from Alfred Hitchcock.
What a cock.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add here at the end of the show?
No.
Okay. Stephanie, do you have anything you want to add?
We will see you tomorrow night at Deceptive Intruder.
Yeah.
At Venom's Backroom Bar and Grill in Newport Richey.
Ty and his merry band of neo-Nazis will
melting
your faces up in Newport Richey.
Because they're a death metal band. That is not their message.
They hate equally.
Yes.
All lives are worthless.
Seriously.
Yes.
Right. Equality matters.
All right. Ty, do you have anything you want to add?
Get a sushi burrito.
Yeah. Maybe.
At the spot.
All right. I don't have anything that I want to add either, other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We love speaking to you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking to you, again, not next Friday because we're going to be off, but the following Friday.
The following Friday, which I believe is September 1st.
September 1st. How about that? All right, everybody.
Next show.
Next show at Gasoline Alley.
Yep.
Right after.
Have a great weekend. Be safe. And we will speak to you as soon as we can. Good night.
Bye.
That's it.